Lady listeners, could your daily routine be full of hormone disruptors? It sure can. You know, there are more than 1,000 hormone disruptors living rent-free in our environment right now, in our food, our water, the air we breathe, the clothes we wear, and they all mess with our hormones. Then there's the natural hormonal changes our bodies go through. Perimenopause, menopause, and while it's a natural process, it doesn't mean we have to suffer through it. The good news is that we don't have to suffer through it anymore because now we have Hormone Harmony, a formula made with herbal ingredients that are shown to reduce hormonal symptoms in women of all ages. Happy Mammoth, the company that created Hormone Harmony, is dedicated to making women's lives easier, and that means using only science-backed ingredients that have been proven to work for women. They make no compromise when it comes to quality, and it shows. Hormone Harmony is a phenomenon. Women can't stop talking about it on social media. A bottle of Hormone Harmony is sold every 24 seconds, y'all. Hormone Harmony has been part of my routine in 2024 and will continue to be in 2025 because, simply put, it makes me feel better. For a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use code CLINK at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use code CLINK for 15% off today. You don't need to feel like financial wellness is impossible. Acorns gives you small, simple steps to get you and your money on track. What I love about Acorns is knowing I am doing something proactive for my future. And it's not a time suck because basically Acorns does the hard part for you so you can give your money a chance to grow. So head to acorns.com/clink or download the Acorns app to start saving and investing for your future today. Paid client testimonial. Compensation provides incentive to positively promote Acorns. Investing involves risk. Acorns Advisors, LLC, and SEC registered investment advisor. View important disclosures at acorns.com/clink.
This just in, hot off the bench press. Planet Fitness has added new strength equipment. Save $28 or more when you join today, and you can be one of the first to try it out. We're raising the bar with new benches, and our new hack squat will have you actually looking forward to leg day. Plus, we're still repping all of the best-in-class equipment we've always had, with most clubs open 24 hours, so you can work out your way on your time. So let's do this. Join Planet Fitness today and save $28 or more. Just $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 10th. See home club for details.
Hi, and welcome to Housewives of True Crime.
Welcome.
Welcome. I am Tabitha. Give me Dateline, white wine, and I'll pick up your kids in the carpool line.
The next day, right?
Yeah, the next day.
Okay. And I am Gretchen. I like white wine, true crime, and in bed by 9 because I have a lot of stuff to do in the morning.
We are Housewives of True Crime.
Yes, we are.
Yes, we are. Welcome.
Welcome.
Housewives of True Crime. Almost New Year's edition.
Almost New Year's edition.
Yes. What is today? The New Year's Eve of New Year's Eve?
Something like that.
The 30th.
We're recording this before Christmas. The gig is up.
And you know what? I'm still in my New Year's attire.
Yeah, because we just recorded a New Year's thing.
Yeah. So anyways, hopefully you all are ready for 2025.
You're going to rage. I know you're going to kill it. It's going to be so fun.
We are doing a best of episode today. And this one really jumped out at me, Gretchen.
Yes, Tab picked this one. It is from April of 2023, titled Murder in Silver Lakes, the story of a swinging community in California's high desert. So
we just love the swingers.
We do. We really do.
There's something about it.
I know. They make for good true crime. Okay. So we hope you enjoy and listen to the end because I'm going to give you a little update on the case.
Oh, amazing. Well, thanks. I hope you all enjoy. Have a happy, happy new year. And here's a little swinging into 2025.
Woohoo. Clink, clink. Today's case takes place in a little desert oasis called Silver Lakes. Silver Lakes is part of Hesperia, California, which is inland high desert area. And I'm not very familiar with those parts, unless we're talking Palm Springs, which I think is.
Yeah, but that's not the same.
Yeah. Hesperia is population $100,000 people.
Is that how much you can buy a house for?
Well, they're pretty good prices. Yeah. But Silver Lakes is this community outside of town, like really outside of town, that has two man-made lakes, tennis courts, parks, beaches, and the price of housing is good. You can buy a nice house there for $300,000, and you could buy a really nice house with your own dock for $650,000.
Okay, that's a bargain. That for California, that is like a super bargain.
Right. Amazing, right? Okay. In theory, it all sounds good to me, but I have learned from experience that I'm not really a community HOA kind of girl. I think it kind of...
Is this one of those places it's like master plan community?
Yes. I think that invites people to be all up in your beeswax, and I don't like that. And I think it also, HOAs make people, there's a lot of complaining about dumb stuff, and I have little patience for that, right?
Like your trash cans being left out one extra
HOA
day,
people like be complaining about dumb stuff more. Okay. I digress. Okay. But Sabrina and Rob Limone lived in Silver Lake since 2000, right after they had gotten married kind of young after 2 years of dating. At the time, they had bright futures. Rob's kind of this tough guy. He has a big old tattoo on his head, but his family describe him as, you know, really like a teddy bear. Just look tough. Sabrina was really cute, bubbly, bleach blonde, could rock a bikini. She's that type, okay? Mm. So Rob had a great job working for the railroad that afforded them a comfortable life. And Sabrina was happy to be a doting wife and stay-at-home mom. They had two kids and lots of friends in Silver Lakes. They actually called their group of friends the Wolf Pack.
I kind of like that.
Right, yeah, okay. Lots of boating.
She doesn't like it.
Lots of barbecuing. I mean, it's not my favorite name.
I have some friends and we call ourselves a Six Pack.
I think that's way cuter. And our group text with our friends from Ventura, we call the Brat Pack.
That's right.
Yeah. Okay.
Very cute too.
Yeah.
Okay. Wolf Pack's okay.
Packs, bottom of the list to Wolf Pack, but whatever, it's their thing. Okay. So they're boating, they're barbecuing, and they did a little of the swinging. Okay. I'm not an expert on swinging, but to me, how they rolled seems kind of like swinging on the lighter side. How it worked from the Wolfpack members that have given interviews is like Sabrina and another friend, sometimes her best friend, Kelly, which that part, like, I really don't get.
Yeah. I don't like that.
Yeah. I don't like that because
I think that makes for not a best friend forever.
Well, no. And I just feel like I tell you all kinds of gross things about myself that I do not, that are not sexy. So how would you go and have like sex with someone? Like, I would never tell those things to my husband, you know? So, because I have sex with him, you know, so I don't get it, but you know, whatever, that was their thing. Okay.
Sure. We're not judging.
We're not judging. Okay. I'm just saying this is a thing. Okay. But anyways, while her and her friend hooked up, the husbands would watch and then they would go be with their own husbands afterwards. They never swapped dudes and the dudes never hooked up with each other, but they would all bang their respective spouses in the same room. So I think that's kind of swinging light, right?
Yeah. Orgy-esque.
Yeah.
I guess.
That's like,
I don't know,
PG-13 like swinging, I think. Okay.
Oh my gosh. No, it's still R-rated. It's just not X-rated.
Okay. Whatever.
R+. Okay.
Whatever you flavor. I am all for consenting adults doing whatever the heck they want, as long as it's not hurting anyone. The whole swinging light thing they had going on amongst their Wolfpack friends never stopped working for Rob. He is really into it, but it did stop working for Sabrina. She began to feel a little conflicted about it. You see, she had some of the Christian church guilt about opening up her marriage in that way. And back when her and Rob first got married, you know, church was like their thing, but they'd gotten off that path. They had even gotten baptized together at one point, but over the years, the church scene became kind of further and further away in the rearview mirror of life for them. But Sabrina wanted to circle back, and her and Rob had been married for over a decade now. Their children were getting older and easier, and Sabrina had more time to contemplate her crisis of faith these days. Meanwhile, Rob's words were, we're having too much fun and everything is fine. So, you know, he's paying no mind to Sabrina's dilemma about the swinging, mm-hmm. right?
Right.
So Sabrina decided to get herself a little job to spend her idle time and distract herself. The job is a good one. Okay. She was a sample girl at the Costco.
Oh.
That seems like a low, you're just making people happy, low stress, you know? Got me curious, how much that do they make doing the demonstrations at Costco? Let me tell you,
yeah,
it depends on the state. It ranges from $11 to $28 an hour. I mean, not a bad gig. Sabrina is so cute. I'm sure her samples were a hit. They definitely were with a young fireman named Jonathan Hearn that frequented the Costco to shop for the fire station. Sabrina was 34 at the time when her and John met, and John was 23. John is an interesting guy. I would say he's very articulate, which is cool, but his articulation has kind of a uppity vibe, I would say.
Arrogance.
Bugs me a little bit.
Like, yeah. He comes off arrogant.
He comes off like ultra serious, like the kind of person you could never joke around with. You know?
That's no fun to be around.
Not for me. Everyone that describes John describes his personality as, you know, like he's just this super smart guy. And you know where he got all those smarts? Homeschool.
His mama. Homeschool. Yeah, that can work.
He was homeschooled his whole life. Like many homeschooling families, he was also very involved with their church. And John was very knowledgeable about all things with the Lord. As it was, John and Sabrina were drawn together over samples of like ravioli and Jesus stuff. I'm not sure how the Jesus stuff initially came up at the sample counter, but it did because John and Sabrina decided to exchange numbers after John offered to be her spiritual advisor. They begin meeting for coffee and such to discuss the spiritual advice. And then predictably, what began as a spiritual connection led to Pound Town. I don't do a lot of Bible studying, but from what I understand, adultery is frowned upon in a big way. So Sabrina and John continue their affair for a minute. And then one day, Rob sees some text between the two of them and he was pissed, right? But Sabrina told him it wasn't a thing. That's just how spiritual people talk, honey, or some like BS, okay? Fast forward to another day when Rob was over at his BFF Jason's house and Jason got a call from John. Now, Jason knew John because they were both firemen, and John knew Jason was friends with Rob because he had met the whole wolf pack one night at a bar. So this wasn't the first time that John had called Jason. He actually had been bugging him since that night at the bar, like, hey, I really think your friends are super cool. I want to hang out with the wolf pack. And Jason thought it was annoying. He actually thought that maybe John had a crush on him or something because he seemed like he wanted to hang out with him so bad.
Too much.
Yeah, it was too much, too strong, right?
Yeah.
But anyways, this time when he called, it was because he wanted Rob's number. He told Jason he really needed to speak with him, and Jason informed him, well, you're in luck. He's standing right here. So he hands the phone to Rob, and him and Rob have this intense conversation. When it was over, Jason was like, what gives, buddy? And he told him that John was just apologizing for having an affair with my wife, Sabrina. So, of course, Rob goes home, confronts Sabrina, and she promised to end it, and they agreed to work on things between them. And they also decided to keep it to themselves because, you know, in Silver Lakes, everyone's all up in each other's business, and Sabrina didn't want to hear about it from the wolf pack. So the only people that knew about her indiscretions initially were her, Rob, John, Rob's BFF, Jason. And then, of course, Jason told his wife, Kelly, who was Sabrina's best friend, who, like I just told you before, she occasionally banged. Okay. But but this was news to Kelly. Okay. And she was not happy with Sabrina about the whole situation. But time went on. Seemed like everyone had put it behind them. Then one day, Kelly went into Costco and sees Sabrina at one of the break tables sitting there with John. So Kelly ran home and told her husband, Jason. And then he called up John and told him, like, stay away from my best friend's wife. Okay? And he said, you know, don't even go to the Costco ever. And John agreed. But the truth was, the affair had never really stopped between Sabrina and John, and it didn't stop after Jason confronted him about it either. Side note, Jason seems like a good friend. I think that's really...
Yeah, he kind of does.
He does, right? Okay. So the affair went on for about 2 years before tragedy struck.
That's a long affair.
Yeah, it's a long affair.
I mean, in my book.
Yeah, totally. Well,
I don't know what a typical affair is, but that one seems long. That one seems like...
Well, back when I used to...
By then.
Oh, yeah. Well, that was the lifespan of most of my relationships before I got married. We would date about 2 years. And then it would end. There's the one time where we dated for 2 years, broke up for an entire year, and then decided to hurt each other all over again for like another year before we ended it.
Yeah.
But, you know, what are you going to do? Right? Okay.
Okay.
So while Rob was at work at a remote railway office, someone came in and fatally shot him in the chest and face.
At his workplace.
Yeah. When the shift relief came in that evening, they found Rob and called the police. What police found at the scene was some stuff strewn about and a laptop computer was missing. It looked like a robbery gone wrong at first glance, but they were suspicious of it just being staged right off the bat. For one thing, this building where Rob worked is one of those exits in the middle of nowhere in Tehachapi where there's nothing but a couple of industrial structures. And also, Rob still had his wallet full of cash on his person, right?
I'm impressed people still carry cash.
Yeah. Well, this was in 2014.
Still.
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever carried cash.
Yeah. Okay.
Except when I was a waitress.
Yeah. Then we had.
And then I had cash
for days. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, they went through Rob's call log and saw a bunch of missed calls and messages from Sabrina. Turns out the following day was the first day of school for her kids. And her daughter really wanted to talk to her daddy about it before she went off to bed. So, I mean, it's really sad. She never got to talk to him again. Mm-hmm. Officers went on to inform Sabrina Rob had been shot and she was a wreck and continued to be one. They asked her who would want to kill her husband, and she said, no one. Everyone loves Rob. The next question, you know, they always ask is, well, how's the state of your marriage? Sabrina.
Yeah, you having an affair, Sabrina?
Yeah, Sabrina told them it's all good.
Oh, no affair.
She did not disclose the affair. Yeah. So they moved on from that. They didn't suspect it. Detectives learned that Rob was not expected to work that day. He had filled in for someone last minute. And so they looked into who he was filling in for. Maybe that guy was the target. Turns out lots of people didn't like that guy. But the investigation into it didn't go anywhere. What else they had to go on was there were cameras outside of the building. And they identified the person passing by that they thought the assailant probably was. The footage isn't great, but it shows a man with a backpack walking with a distinct limp. They released the footage to the media and they got tips that there's a transient man in town with a limp. They followed that lead, but that guy was in the hospital at the time.
At the time.
Yeah.
Not happening.
Yeah. So they were kind of stumped until they got a call from Rob's BFF, Jason, 2 weeks after the murder. Jason had an idea of who the assailant was. He hadn't thought of John Hearn in a minute. It'd been a while since he had confronted him, but he believed the affair between him and Sabrina was long over. But he had just gotten a voicemail from John that gave him some pause. It was one of those like diarrhea of the mouth, rambling messages about how sorry he was about everything in the past. He didn't say he had killed Rob. It was hard to follow what he actually was saying, but he did say he was sorry, and that just rubbed Jason the wrong way. And then Jason's wife, Kelly, who had been by Sabrina's side since it all happened, came home and told him, guess who had the nerve to show up at Sabrina's house? And Sabrina did not seem mad about it. John. So... Something's real sus about that, right?
Wouldn't you know? Yeah.
Okay. So Jason plays the message for police and they decide to tap Sabrina's phone. Sabrina did not receive any phone calls from John's number, but she did get lots of calls from John calling on a burner phone. So detectives listen in on those phone calls for weeks. And they were bored to tears, basically. Okay, it turns out Sabrina and John did talk a lot about, you know, the spirit. And they didn't mention anything about plotting to kill Rob. Though they did speak of longing to be together, like all sappy-like. It's real puke, okay? So due to the lack of incrimination that they had been hoping for, they decided to do something they call tickle the wire, okay?
Mm-hmm. I know that.
Uh-huh. They give the subject a little tickle of information to get them talking. Mm-hmm. So the detective calls up Sabrina and says, I have news about the investigation. She's like, great. He says, we're running a DNA profile on a drop of sweat from the crime scene. And she's like, oh, good. Okay. Click, calls John.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
She calls John right away.
Yeah, right away.
Yeah.
It sounds pretty far-fetched to me. I mean, like, it's an industrial building with lots of sweaty dudes. I don't think she's unless it dummy. Was like blood, they would be finding or testing it, right?
Sweat.
Yeah, I mean, come on. True crime 101, Sabrina, right? But nonetheless, you know, Sabrina tells John about it and his response was interesting. He says, like, Sabrina, that sounds like crap. They are probably just listening to us right now. Neither one of them.
She's like, no. That's funny because I think if I was him, I would have just been like, wow, hopefully they find
him. Yeah, if you were thinking they were listening, yeah, right then, right? Okay. Well, neither one of them admit to having a part in the murder, but John gets all Bible-y and tells her, you know what, babe? It's like we're King David and Bathsheba. Now, the detectives listening in get out their Bibles and look up the story with David and Bathsheba. Yeah. Okay. Well, let me tell you.
What is that one?
Let me tell you. It's a good one. Okay. So King David spots Bathsheba one day and decides he wants to bang her, despite the fact that she's married to this dude, Uriah. But she's pretty easy to bang because Uriah is off fighting the war. So he sends messengers to Bathsheba to come and bang him. And then Bathsheba finds out she's pregnant. And that's a pickle because her husband is off fighting, right?
Mm-hmm. That's a pickle.
So David knows everyone's going to be like, hey, Beth, who's the daddy? So
Jesus.
Right? Okay. So
it's Jesus number one. This is Old Testament, New Testament.
I feel like this has got to be the old one, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So being king and all, he has the power to have Uriah sent home. So he could bang his wife and then it's like problem solved, right? I mean, they probably didn't go to the gyno back then and get the exact due date, you know? Okay.
Right, right.
But Uriah says he won't be banging his wife while his men are off fighting. I mean, that is,
they're like, no,
that is commitment.
It is ordered.
Right? Okay. Aww. So Dave is bombed, right? So he orders the commanders to send Uriah out to the front line and then withdraw real fast. So he'll most likely be killed. And he was. I mean, like, it goes down in the Bible. Okay.
Yeah. Embrace new beginnings. What a better way to start off 2025 than to learn a new language. I got Rosetta Stone over a year ago and have really enjoyed learning a couple different languages. Y'all know that when I went to Japan, I was learning Japanese, and now that my daughter is taking French in school, I am learning French through Rosetta Stone. It's amazing. It's been around for 30 years, so it is really the most trusted online tool to learn a new language. They have 25 different languages to choose from: Spanish, French, Italian, German, Japanese, Dutch. I mean, if you name it, they probably have it. I think that it's amazing, and you should think about doing this for your New Year's resolution too. It's convenient and flexible, and the value is unheard of. You get a lifetime membership for all 25 of those languages. Start your New Year's off with a resolution that you can reach. Today, Housewives of True Crime listeners are going to be able to take advantage of this New Year's special from Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership. Visit rosettastone.com/today. That's unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your New Year's offer at rosettastone.com /today.
Listeners, every year around this time, I resolute I'm going to get grown-up stuff done, like get that colonoscopy over with that my doctor's been bugging me about, get my affairs in order, like making a will. And why is it that a will seems to be more daunting than the colonoscopy? Well, it doesn't have to, because trust and will makes creating your will easy, like lounging on the couch easy. The website is really simple to use and the process is straightforward. Each will or trust is state-specific, legally valid, and customized to your needs. So for my family, my main concerns are guardians for my children. Whether your main concerns are your care wishes, your final arrangements, or power of attorney, Trust and Will has you covered. When maneuvering through the process, if you have any questions that stop you in your tracks, there is actually live support available through phone, chat, or email. Trust and Will has earned thousands of 5-star reviews from Trustpilot. So check one of your goals off early this year with Trust and Will. Protect what matters most in minutes at trustandwill.com/HTC and get 10% off plus free shipping. That's 10% off and free shipping at trustandwill.com/HTC. Today's episode is sponsored by Acorns. Acorns makes it easy to start automatically saving and investing for you, your kids, and your retirement, even during the holidays. You don't need to be an expert. Acorns will recommend a diversified portfolio that matches you. And you don't need a ton of time. You can create your Acorns account and start automatically investing your money in just 5 minutes. Acorns helps you build your financial future in the background so you can focus on all your holiday shopping and parties. So genius. Another great thing about Acorns is you don't need to be rich. Acorns lets you get started with the spare money you've got right now. That could be $5 a day or even just your spare change. That's right. Acorns can round every purchase you make up to the dollar automatically and invest your spare change for you. So that coffee you grab on the way to the mall, that's investing. And you get bonus investments just for buying the stuff you need from the brands you love. With Acorns, every single gift you buy this year could put more money in your investment account. It's like cash back, but the bonus investments have a chance to grow. So head to acorns.com/clink or download the Acorns app to start saving and investing for your future today. Paid client testimonial. Compensation provides incentive to positively promote Acorns. Investing involves risk. Acorns Advisors, LLC, and SEC-registered investment advisor. View important disclosures at acorns.com/clink. Now, I think it's kind of a stretch, but the referencing of this little Bible story was enough for the officers to arrest Sabrina and John for conspiracy to commit murder. Bananas, right?
Oh.
Yeah. What yeah. ended up happening after that was the DA said, wait a minute, I think we have enough to charge John. They had gathered more evidence against him. They determined the assailant drove a motorcycle after they got some footage from another employer in the area. And John had the same type of motorcycle. Side note, on his fuel tank, it says he forgives, which I don't know, but I find that kind of douchey, right?
Yeah,
and very ironic, also, right?
Did they also test that sweat DNA?
Yeah, totally. Yeah.
Just kidding.
But as far as Sabrina went, the DA didn't believe there was enough to charge her. And so she was released. Well, she was not welcome back to the Silver Lakes community with open arms after word got out that she was suspected of conspiring to kill Rob. The Wolfpack, they turned on their girl. Okay. People were mean. Mm-hmm. She had to homeschool the kids. People were mean to them too, right? Yeah. So she did that for a while, but it got to be too much bad energy. So she sold the family home and packed up her kids and moved closer to family somewhere we are very familiar with, Camarillo, California.
I lived there for a hot moment. Also with a firefighter.
Yes. Yes. True story. She did.
Who?
Okay.
We were friends with down the road that I suspect were swingers.
Yeah. Yeah. I recall it was very interesting conversations we had back then.
Yeah. She would remember. I don't remember shit.
Yeah. 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 Okay. Well, Sabrina kept a low profile in Camarillo and I mean, hopefully enjoyed some Bobby's Mexican food and dim sum at the Golden Dragon during her time there. Because Tab, after
makes me real jolly.
2 years, police came a knocking, and this time the arrest stuck. What had happened was John's trial was
John
closely
turned.
Yes, John turned.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
His trial was approaching, and so he decided to make a plea deal, which entailed him testifying against Sabrina in 2017. Sabrina's trial was televised, and both John and Sabrina testified, and both had very differing versions of events. John says the motivation for the conspiracy was money and, of course, God's plan for their love. For the money part, Sabrina only made $17,000 after her sale of the house. And she collected $300,000 in life insurance, which, you know, she says really only helped with some living expenses. And I mean, you've got two kids to raise by yourself, $300, $300,000. Like, you're going to have to stretch that out, right? She had given away John's things, like his boat, you know, and stuff to his family. I mean, she didn't sound like she was being greedy to me. As far as the love argument goes, she concedes she was in love with John, but she also loved her husband, Rob, and had no intention of leaving him. John says she told him divorce wasn't an option for her because of child custody and stuff. And her defense team said, you know, bullshit. She would never do anything to hurt her kids that adored their father, and that John was obsessed with her, and that was the motivation for murder. It also came out that John had a thing for middle-aged mamas. He was involved with another one still when him and Sabrina started hooking up. Sabrina's defense also argued she did not know that John was responsible for the shooting. He had never admitted that to her, and they point to the hours of conversations they had where it was never spoken of. She testified the reason she calls him after the detective to the wire was because John had been adamant that she needed to keep him informed about everything she hears from detectives about the investigation, because he's like so smart and he knows how these things work, and he didn't want their affair to become public information because it would look bad for her and they would consider him a suspect if they all knew about it. So I don't know.
So what about the story that just, he just made that Bible verse up?
No, I mean, it's a real Bible verse. I mean, but
in the Bible, the guy dies.
Yeah, in the Bible, the guy dies, and he is telling her, you and me are like, you know, King David and Bathsheba, but Bathsheba does not consent to killing her husband.
Oh, true.
Okay.
True. Okay.
Okay. Her defense also pointed out that Sabrina didn't have a burner phone. She wasn't
like
trying to hide anything like John, and Rob wasn't even scheduled to work that day. So how could she have conspired that?
Well, also, I would think that if she is the only one that would know that Rob was actually at work that day.
Well, unless this guy is like obsessed and is like driving by.
Yeah, true.
And can see, you know, his truck or whatever.
Could be.
Just, you know.
Right.
Could be. Right. Okay. So one thing I will say, I find it really unlikely that she would have conspired to have Rob killed the day before the first day of school. Moms, feel me on this, right? Like,
so the first day of school is the very next day.
That's a big deal in mom life. Before.
Yeah. No.
Yeah. You don't want your kids missing the first fucking day of school.
You also don't want them missing the first day of school because their dad just died. I mean, that seems like you're a real bad mother. You're a worse mother than a wife.
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. But John said this had been in the works for a while. He said this wasn't even their first planned assassination. He said back in April of 2014, he had concocted some arsenic-laced banana pudding, which he gave to Sabrina to put in Rob's lunch. But at the time, she had second thoughts, and so she called Rob at work and told him the bananas were bad, which everybody knows bananas don't really go bad in banana pudding, right? She denies this ever happened. She argues that she would never have had a deadly dessert in her fridge where her children could have gotten into it, and her attorney pointed to her call log, and in the month of April, she never called Rob while he was working.
No way.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Rob always called her when he was on his way home, which, I mean, I think that's pretty typical, right? Mm-hmm. Also, her lawyer emphasized to the jury that Rob made a plea deal after he was looking at life in prison for 25 years with the possibility of parole in exchange for his testimony.
Testimony. Yeah.
So it really, you know, served him to be less than truthful, right? I mean, that's a pretty sweet deal.
Right.
My favorite part of the trial was when the attorney was trying to show how the evidence against Sabrina is that this guy's words and he's a liar. He asked him about all the God talk and how much of that he really followed. And John was like, yeah, I've been pretty disillusioned about it since I was 18. Translation, he was just talking all that Bible shit to Sabrina to get in her pants.
Get in her pants? Oh.
And he's admitting that. Yeah. I'm not saying it's impossible that Sabrina, you know, co-conspired to kill Rob. But if I was on the jury, I would not have had enough evidence to convict her.
Convict her.
And I thought, yeah, I thought she came off better than John. I mean, I think if they wanted to convict her, they needed to keep those wiretaps going on like more. They needed to dig for more evidence. Totally. There was not enough evidence.
They probably
evidence.
Did. There was nothing else. They listened to everything, I'm sure. They don't just listen for a second. Yeah.
Well, the jury did not agree with me. They found there was enough to convict her, and they found her guilty on all charges except attempted murder by way of banana pudding. Which is like, if you believe he lied about the banana pudding, he's a liar, right?
He is a liar. So, okay, I told you, like, they have an already guilty mind when they sit down at the jury.
So Sabrina was sentenced to 25 years to life with the possibility of parole. And John got his plea deal for 25 years with the possibility of parole. He's actually up for parole before her and will most likely be free before her, despite being the one who shot a man in the face. I mean, I don't like that. That is annoying. What is also annoying to me is, guess what he's doing in prison?
Training dogs.
Ministry.
Stop it.
Ugh. So annoying. Oh. Okay. So Sabrina has continued to appeal her sentence, but keeps getting denied. Her family has stuck by her. The Wolf Pack disbanded. There's been a couple of divorces amongst the friends, including Jason and Kelly.
Wow. Okay. Well, that is not surprising that they all get divorced. It sounds like a shit show over there.
Well, Tab, what do you think about that case?
Well, it's bananas.
It's bananas. It's kind of funny because you were drinking a little bit. It was also a combination. I think you only had like one glass, but you were probably hungry and sleep deprived.
Oh, could you tell? Oh, you could kind of tell.
Just at the very end. But I actually thought you were funny. Like, it was working for you. People have been asking a lot why we don't drink while we record anymore.
But
in this case, I'm thinking maybe we ought to bring back the booze.
I don't know. I'm trying to do that dry January. Not really, but you know what I'm saying.
Yeah, maybe I'm going to do that too, actually.
Yeah, not really.
Yeah, we're such a drag. No, not really.
Maybe it's like Monday through Thursday. Yeah, no, I do get really tired at night too. And then if I have a glass of wine, forget about it. So
Yeah. She's known to fall asleep in a chair next to you at a club with music playing.
Or anywhere.
Yeah.
For that matter.
True story.
Okay, so tell me what's up with
Okay. Well, Sabrina appealed her conviction, but it was denied. She is currently at the women's facility in Corona, California, and her parole hearing is in 2033. My inmate search did not yield a recent mugshot, so I cannot report how prison is treating her. Mm-hmm. Jonathan Hearn is scheduled for a parole hearing in May 2028.
Oh, he only has 3 more years.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what you were saying. Cause he got less time than she did.
Right.
Yeah.
So I don't know if he's going to get parole or not. He is serving his time at the Ironwood State Prison in Blythe, California.
Mm. How is that? I never even heard.
Okay. Well, it's like, it's not San Quentin, but I don't think it's like a warm and fuzzy place to do time either.
Oh,
California is not known for their happy prison situation. No.
Actually,
just beautiful beaches.
You know, we have a friend that the mom is in prison right now. Mm-hmm. And I do want to get into this more probably this year, but she had reported some abuse and they are giving her, like, they are treating her even worse because she reported abuse.
Yeah.
So that the prison system does need an overhaul.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I believe in imprisonment, but like humane. Hello.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. Well, the only thing I could find after scouring the interweb about the children was that they were with Sabrina's sister and they are not in contact with their deceased father's family. Oh, so it's a real sad situation for them.
That is sad. Damn.
Yeah. And, you know, I just think that Jonathan Hearn is so manipulative and cuckoo cachoo. I really hope he gets denied parole. I think he needs to stay in there a while.
You do. You don't believe that about his ministry and the, you know, how he's doing ministry.
No, he remember, he like said he was lying. He said he made all that Jesus stuff up to get in Sabrina's pants.
Oh, gosh. All right. Guess what my daughter just got today?
What?
She got her permit.
I thought you were going to say her period. I was like, no. Oh, fun.
Yeah. Her permit. So we are going to be teaching her in the Texas. You get to teach your own child how to drive. You don't have to like pay for driving school.
Yeah.
So we get to be the teachers, which I'm kind of terrified about because she doesn't like it. And now I have to like tell her what to do on
the I've been telling you. Yeah. Before this, you need to have your husband teach her to drive.
I know. I think you're right.
Yeah.
But it's a very exciting day for her.
Yeah, that is exciting. Congratulations.
Yeah. Okay. And just pray for me.
Yeah. It's going to make for good content. I can tell you right now.
It really is. I know.
Yeah.
All right. Well, have yourselves a happy new year. Thank you for listening. If you want more of us, you know where to find us. Patreon.com/Housewives of True Crime. We are there every single Thursday. You will not miss a beat. We do not miss a beat. And we love chatting with you guys on Patreon. So if you listen there or want to listen there, that's a great place. If you don't want to do the hassle of going to Patreon, you can just join the Clink Clink Club on Apple if that's where you listen. And it'll just go right to your feed. You probably can see it now. You'll see some blocked episodes. Well, those you can unlock and have all access to hundreds and hundreds of episodes. Also, if you listen on Spotify, which we love Spotify, Clink Clink to Spotify, we are there. You can also find us in the feed. It's called Housewives of True Crime Bonus. And all those episodes come out on Thursdays. So we hope you support us as it's a good way. Also, Five Crimes, FIVECrimes.com is our beauty line. I promise you, you will look more beautiful if you use all of it. And the hair serum really does help your hair grow. It gets way thicker. So that's the number one selling product. If you guys want to take a look, I promise you, you'll love it. And I think that's all for now, Gretchy Poo.
Okay.
Clink, clink.
Clink, clink.